Although globalization holds out the promise of increased business opportunities for manufacturers, it also creates challenges to the supply chain. Many of these challenges defy simple solutions, whether those solutions stem from smarter processes or better use of technology. I'm Peter Bochner, site editor for SearchManufacturingERP.com, and today we'll be discussing the best places for manufacturers to invest in IT in order to overcome the challenges, as well as maximize the opportunities, that globalization creates for supply chains. Discussing these issues with me today will be Jane Barrett, Research Director with AMR Research, Inc., the leading consulting and research firm devoted to manufacturing issues and technologies. As an analyst with AMR's Core Supply Chain Research and Advisory Group, Jane Barrett specializes in supply chain research for manufacturers. She covers trends and best practices in supply chain with a focus on sales and operations planning, supply management, supplier relationship management, scorecards, and collaborative commerce. Jane brings over 20 years of experience in business consulting and ERP to her role as a research director. She has helped global organizations and mid-market manufacturers plan, design, and implement solutions that achieve their business objectives. These objectives involve globalization, standardization, and change management. She has led the development of tools and methodologies to enable project management, process design, lean initiatives, and performance metrics. Jane, thanks again for taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
In our previous conversation, you said that the supply chains of many manufacturers are in need of redesign. For a company managing a global supply chain, where are the best areas for strategic IT investments?
Yeah, Peter, this depends on a number of factors. Firstly, the maturity of a company. Is the company focusing on internal efficiency? Or are they at a more mature stage in the evolution where they are focusing more on growth and an outside-in focus on collaborating with trading partners and joint value creation? So depending on whether the company is internally focused on efficiency or beyond that, will drive different business initiatives and therefore different IT investments. Also, the industry and business model makes a difference. For example, consumer product companies tend to be more focused on downstream data, whereas manufacturers of highly complex engineered solutions that have a very complex supply base need to ensure that their supply chain and manufacturing capabilities can support that supply base. But as always, the business strategy drives the IT strategy and projects, and this is why the CIO needs a seat at the table along with the other business leaders. So IT is no longer seen to be there to support the business as a cost center. IT needs to enable the business, and to do this, IT needs to create a flexible architecture and solution portfolio that can very quickly adapt to the changes we live with every day. And once IT is there, it will be viewed as an investment rather than a cost and a true enabler to the business. But in general, to answer your question, we see that global supply chains are looking for solutions to support growth initiatives, to provide efficiency, standardization, better communication, better visibility, and to leverage synergies and standard processes across the global environment.
Jane, is the factor of non-standard IT infrastructure across the supply chain a serious one, or does the internet negate that somehow?
Well, what we see, Peter, is that global leaders are standardizing IT infrastructure where it's feasible, as well as taking advantage of the internet. And standardizing IT doesn't necessarily mean a single instance of ERP. Many large global companies still have multiple ERP platforms, and some are even ERP agnostic, but they're looking at standard IT platforms to support things like analytics and performance measurement, a single face to the customer, a single face to the supplier, and where it makes sense, standardizing internal processes, which makes it the business more efficient, but also easier to move people around without extensive retraining. What the internet has definitely enabled is easy access to systems as well as software as a service options, which are very popular in applications such as CRM, HR, logistics, any B2B e-commerce type of environment, but taking longer to be accepted in core ERP, although today's economy is very attractive to software as a service providers.
Thanks, Jane. In your opinion, what's the unseen or maybe the most overlooked risk in running a global supply chain, and what impact does that have on IT?
Well, Peter, again, there's a few things to consider here. First of all, when we think about risk, one needs to consider the probability of the risk as well as the impact of a problem occurring. So, for example, natural disasters, a hurricane or a or a major tornado or earthquake, those need business continuity planning and often take the spotlight. But other risks tend to creep up on companies if they're not doing a good job of risk planning. And this is where we see companies struggling the most. For example, workforce is an issue. An aging workforce in developed markets, but an inexperienced workforce in emerging markets. And how can companies do a better job of succession planning, competency frameworks, functional training, and performance management, and measure this risk of workforce and people issues and succession of the right skills and talent? Another risk that increases and also creeps up on companies and they underestimate the impact is the increasing compliance and regulatory requirements that we see, especially in more of a global environment. And this is unlikely to go away anytime soon. This has a huge impact on IT and their ability to deploy and upgrade systems. And the last risk I'll mention is demand risk. And by this, I mean the ability to sense changes in demand. This capability is obviously very top of mind today. You know, how many companies could adequately sense the downturn? And how many companies will now be able to sense or start sensing when the upswing in the economy happens?
Last question for today, Jane. When it comes to the IT challenges of managing a global supply chain, is it fair to describe globalization as a two-edged sword?
Actually, Peter, I think it can be described more than a three-edged sword, because companies need to manage their internal processes and their internal global environment, which is growing more and more complex, and they need to manage their customers and the supplier side of the business, all the trading partners, their logistics service providers, etc. So if we look at the internal management needed, companies keep growing large companies through mergers and acquisitions, and this expands the different company cultures and regional differences and tools that need to be managed. And there's an ongoing need to improve efficiency in these global complex environments through standardization of processes and leveraging synergies, and in many cases, IT and the implementation of global solutions, whether it's ERP or planning solutions, can be the driver and facilitator of this process standardization. If we look at the single face to a customer, similarly, we see companies looking for more ways to improve customer service and satisfaction in an environment that's become more complex due to increased customer demands, more product complexity, more channel complexity, and where companies are needing to, for example, consolidate a sales force of a region, they need the tools and processes to support that. And in the single face to the supplier, similarly, companies are looking to reorganize, building global sourcing organizations, doing a lot of work around supplier rationalization, spend analytics, e-sourcing, and automating the procure-to-pay process. So looking at applications beyond just ERP.
Jane, thanks again for sharing your insights with us today on the IT investments that manufacturers should be making in their global supply chains. I've been your host, Peter Bochner, and thanks to all for listening.